This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Not a, in, boy, that's an old one, almost came back, didn't it? Not the right side, not the wrong side, but the real side of the issues. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Some of you have heard that for the first time. I think we did that for the, we did it for like first 5 years of the show.
You don't do that anymore?
See, you don't listen, do you? You never. Is there a marriage counselor out there? Because she never listens to me anymore. Seriously. Anyway, no, I don't do that one. I don't do the drooling on the couch anymore. The OGs remember that one.
I do.
Right? Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. Do something. That was one of my favorites. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, please, please get involved. Whether you're involved with this show, I prefer this show, or you're involved in another show, I don't care what it is, but get engaged, get involved. If everything goes right, I got to tell you, before we went on the air, right, nothing was working. Nothing. I said, okay, this will be the first show we do in the dark. Not that I'm not mentally in the dark most of the time, but in the dark. And producer Tammy saved the day for the moment until her screen went blank. So that's why I say you got to go over to Patreon. You got to be part of the team so we can buy, you know, updates to equipment. This stuff is getting old. I mean, it's old. We don't have dials, but it's getting old. Anyway, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right, so this one is disgusting, but it keeps cropping up from time to time, and I got to do it. Who knew, did you guys know that it was not illegal in this country to eat human flesh? Did you know that? Hey, it's natural. Anyway, so there's actually about six or seven restaurants that we know of that are publicized that actually sell human flesh. They don't sell it to take home. They prepare it at their restaurant. And when somebody sent me this, I'm like, come on, you're not serious, right? Ooh, yes, they are. So some of the questions, when you go look at the frequently asked questions, what does human flesh actually taste like? The chef chimes up and says, well, when we prepare it, it's unbelievable. Of the meats you're likely to find in stores, pork is probably the closest. Where do you get your specialty meat? Well, our avenues of procurement vary from the person we find dead on the street to the one... No, I'm just kidding. You know, with all due respect, and some of these people donate themselves for this. Most of the business and institutions who supply us prefer to keep those relationships discreet. Gee, that's a shock. I wonder how much it is a plate. It's going to be like, you know, when a steak is probably, what, $230? On the individual level, bodies are often bequeathed to us. For some, this is a way to supplement life insurance, offset funeral expenses. For others, such as the Cannibal Club members, Gwendolyn Fenwich, who was served to her friends and relatives at the club in January of 2008, being prepared as a meal, and thereby reborn, boy, you stole that word, did you, into the bodies of the living, so they can continue on through, you know, give me a, really? Please, 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 be assured that all our meat is produced legally and ethically, and derived only from, you ready for this, young, healthy bodies. Why, do they give you a picture of the person? I mean, oh, God. Isn't cannibalism wrong? Well, cannibalism, traditionally practiced, usually shows respect to the deceased, who is desired to be reborn into the living or offered as a worthy sacrifice to some deity. It's never our practice to debase or objectify human life. Arguments, now this is the one that frosted me. Arguments against cannibalism are typically grounded in ignorance, cultural prejudice, or nonsensical spiritual beliefs. Wow. You know, it's nice to know that they have that much respect for those who have a religious belief. Anyway, when asked what their address is because they want to visit the restaurant, they say, well, we don't do it that way. Introduce yourself through our contact page, and we'll send you information about our membership process. It's necessary for us to operate privately and vet our members to avoid any disruption of those, ready for this, who are less enlightened. Or maybe just would upchuck at the thought of eating somebody else's, you know, Sister Mary. I'm serious. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this just, whatever. Come on, people. You with me on this? Is this disgusting, or is this my own backward, prudish imagination? What do you think? You got any takers? Another one? Come on. Who wants to go with me? We'll have barbecued ribs. That must be different. Hey, listen. For it to hit the internet like this, doesn't that tell you it's becoming more and more acceptable? I just, look it. I don't know. To each his own. Mine ain't there. You know what I mean? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and truly just being part of the process all the way through. Here's another one for you that I found quite enlightening. Love this stuff. I really do. So Bitcoin plunges 12% to a two-month low. Remember, David Fisher called this. Remember? Give him some credit here. So David Fisher called this. Plunges 12% to a two-month low, and cryptocurrencies just losing money like crazy. $42 billion after some hackers targeted a Korean exchange. Bitcoin prices, yeah, what did they went down 12%. Right, I already said it was a two-month low, and the popular coin Bitcoin, which was traded in CoinRail, it lost $500 in value almost immediately when the news broke, like bang, took a nosedive. Digital coins overall has lost over $42 billion in value worldwide. Now, the South Korean-based exchange posted a statement on Sunday which confirmed its system had been hit by cyber intrusion. In other words, it had been hacked. I love that. I just think it's hilarious. Right? Hey, stop that. Some 40 billion won, which is about $37 million, worth of virtual coins were stolen by hackers. And this is, look, they, as much as they tell you this is totally protected, you guys have heard me say this over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. When it's on the interweb thing, it's not totally safe. Okay? These young, especially these young guys where they don't let anybody, anything stop them online, they'll find a way in. So I don't know. I don't know how this stuff can be used. Like I said to you, I get it. I understand how it works. And the biggest reason I understand how it works is because I used to do a lot of trade stuff. And when you trade, right, you trade dollar for dollar, there's nothing really there. It's a piece of paper that says I might owe you money. Now, if you really want to make some money, Tim's going to throw something at you.
top of their hit list.
Okay. They now have a bank for cannabis industry. Come grow with us, they say. Wink, wink, chuckle, chuckle. It's called Potcoin. That's right. It's a bank online. You can invest in the bank because then the bank turns around and invests in pot farms.
That's 1-800
where they're legal, of course. So as the farm grows, as you know, they lend money to these pot farms to go ahead and grow and get stronger. Then what happens is you get the dividends of all the sales. Which I thought was great.
That harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your.
The heck is that? You hear that?
Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
All right, I got a hate on Apple story. I don't hear them advertising, so I don't care. So yours truly, the old guy in the room. I was a Windows guy, right? Although I was never a Microsoft fan, but I had a Windows phone. I had an Android phone. I wasn't crazy about that. I had a Windows phone, loved it, had no problems with it, cranked away, did what it was supposed to do, and what? It did. Oh, I thought you were laughing at me. I'm sorry. You do it so often. I thought you were just laughing at me. So, anyway, I got a Windows phone, and I love it. I love it. I love this piece of equipment that we have here. Only runs off of iPhone. So I got me an iPhone 6, 6S, whatever the thing was. And, okay, it worked. I made calls with it. It was a phone. I used it. I was happy. I was a happy camper. So then, I get that notice that they were slow. You know, they were dialing back the battery or whatever. So I go get the 10. I know, you don't want to hear this. But you're going to hear it anyway. So I go get the 10, and it works fine and everything else. But you know where it doesn't work? In the studio. That's where it doesn't work. So I'm in this. I can't make calls in the studio. Right? So I go to T-Mobile, which is my carrier. They've always been good to me. I mean, right? So I go, and the guy says, yeah, we've been hearing about that. You got the app. God bless you. You bought the AppleCare. Go to the store, go to Apple, and they'll fix it for you. They'll swap your phones, they'll fix it. So I go to Apple. I'm going as fast as I can here because you're going to get kicked out of this. So I go to Apple, and the guy says, well, let's run Diags on it. And I go, okay, well, we'll run Diags. Runs Diags on it, tells me there's nothing wrong with it. Right? Right. Because obviously I have an IQ of 2, so when I'm making the calls or doing what I need to do, I just don't know how to use the phone, apparently, you know, because picking up and dialing it is not enough. So I go through all the exercises they want me to do. Still doesn't work. Still the same problem. Getting frustrated. I go back to Apple after I do the homework and find out this model of the phone, the several different models, has a modem problem. But since Apple hasn't officially recognized the modem problem, I can't get the phone replaced. Because there's nothing wrong with the phone. Because Apple considers a 20% drop rate acceptable. Can you imagine? I'll tell you what. I'll pay you 80% of what you want for the phone. Because I consider a 20% discount acceptable. If you give me a phone that works 100% of the time, I'll tell you what. I'll even cut you some slack. You tell I'm irritated about this, right? I only want the phone to work 98% of the time. I'll still pay you 100% for the phone. How's that for a deal? Right? You don't even have to give me a perfect product, but I'll still pay you 100% of the worth. No? Okay. No, I'm stuck at 80. So I made the rounds again, and the wonderful young man from the Apple store says, well, unless I can recreate the problem here, sir, I can't replace your phone. Well, Frank, it is Frank. That's what your badge says, right? Okay, Frank, let me tell you, I was out front. I just talked for 20 minutes on the phone. I had no problems. Maybe it's the 6 antennas around your store here to make sure the phones work properly. That would be it. Maybe, why don't you get in a car with me? We'll go to my house. You can come into the studio and see the problem I'm having. Or maybe I should take a picture of the old 5C iPhone that I have that works just fine next to the $1,000 iPhone 10, as you put it up there. Okay, it only has 2.5 bars. What do you think about that, Frank? Oh, well, sir, nothing I can do for you. You gotta let me do a diag on it, and if it comes up short, we'll replace the phone. I said, Frank, you and I both know it ain't gonna come up short, right? And he just looked at me. I went back to T-Mobile. They basically said, well, unless it's physical, because you've got the physical replacement for it if it damaged. So unless it comes back in pieces, there's not much I can do for you because the 20%, did you hear me? The 20% drop is acceptable. I said, listen up, Johnny. If it comes back in pieces, would you have to replace the phone? He said, yes, I would. I said, could we get the model that I wanted? He said, yes, I would. So if I brought it back into the store, he said, do me a favor. I'm off Friday and Saturday every week. Please come in on Friday or Saturday if you get my drift. He said, well, Johnny, thank you so much. Here's your $5 Starbucks card. Have a nice day. Anyhow. So really, no, my irritant here was that, you know, you're looking at somebody, you know, customer service, whether it's AT&T or T-Mobile, you have a phone that all over the internet, the people are using the phone saying, this is a specific problem with this phone. We've done all the troubleshooting for you. And AT&T says, problem? What problem? We don't have a problem. I'm troubleshooting your house. All right, I know. Okay. Hey, I get to vent once in a while, too, don't I? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Did I do the professor who says that women have every right to hate men? I didn't do that one? Boy, that's nasty. You know, can you imagine if I said, hey, men have every right to hate women? You know, they'd please. They'd burn the house down before the show was over. Northeastern University's Director of Women's Gender and Sexuality Studies demands that men step away because we have every right to hate you. Why? What do we do now? Susanna Danuta Walters, who's also a professor of sociology at NU, asked why can't we hate men? Now, this was actually put in the Washington Post, something like that. So in this moment, here in the land of a legislative, legitimate, toxic masculinity, Walters begins, it's really so illogical to hate men. My edge has been crossed for a long time, Walters said, sitting at the recent Eric Schneiderman and Harvey Weinstein accusations and incidents. I mean, think about this stuff. Yes, the women were abused. But what about the women that were abused that could have come forward and stopped more abuse? Why is it always, you know, look, the guy was sick. Somebody needed to stop him, whether it was another guy or a bunch of women. I don't know. You know, seen in the indisputable true context, it seems logical to hate men, she said. She scoffs at feminists who insist that they don't hate men. She says, how can you not hate men? Objecting to women like Michelle Obama, who argue that not all men are the problem. Walter suggests that all men are the problem. Wow. That's not hate? No, really, that's not hate? She then tells men that if you're really with us and would like us not to hate you for all the millennial of woe. See, here we go. Another one of those. We owe you for what happened 2 million years ago. Right? Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Want revenge on the Comet Housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and being, you just get engaged, get involved. That's what it boils down to. Also, you know, anyway. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can hit the store. Lots of stuff there. Help support us, including Patreon. Patreon is a way you can actually become a member. Throw some bucks at the old man here to help keep the show on the air in your area. And you know, the other thing you do is pick up the phone and call your local station. Right? Say, why aren't you carrying the show? What is it? What? Why are you not? What's wrong with you people? You know, just push it. We do get calls from stations who say, hey, I'm getting calls from your listeners. I'm getting emails from your listeners. You know, let's take advantage of it. Sincerely, let's take advantage of it. Speaking about taking advantage of it, did you guys hear that Rachel Dolezal? I mean, such a fine, upstanding young lady. She's charged with theft in a welfare fraud case. Anybody surprised? Raise your hand. Anybody? Because I'm not. I mean, seriously. When you heard her plea, her plight, or whatever it was, as to why she identified as a black female, you had to roll around laughing. I mean, they even nail her as the former NAACP chapter leader who was forced to resign after her parents revealed that she's not an African-American, or how I would have written it, after her parents revealed that she is a liar and may have some mental issues that she's dealing with. She's now facing a felony theft charge after she allegedly made false statements to secure nearly 9,000 simoleons in welfare, food, and child care assistance. Anyway, So Rachel changed her name. I can't even pronounce this name. What is that? Nichi Diallo. I know. We're both guessing here.
I have no idea.
You know, Windows, you need to install a reading thing, you know, on a website so we can highlight something and say, read this to me. In October 2016, you know what? She just goes deeper and deeper into that black hole, doesn't she? According to the court documents and investigators with Washington State's Department of Social and Health Services, they started looking into Dolezal's finances in March of 2017 after the publication of her autobiography, In Full Color, Finding My Place in a Black and White World. DSHS investigator Kyle, that's interesting. Reading the book, you work for the department, you go, this sounds weird. He said that Rachel had claimed that her only source of income was $300 a month in gifts from friends. However, the department found that she had deposited nearly, drum roll please, $84,000 in her bank account between August 2015 and September 2017 without reporting. And do you think the IBM is all, the IRS is all over her? Probably not. No, not her. I mean, think about this. Somebody picks up her book, happens to work for the department she's defrauding, reading the book and realizing, wait, whoa, something's wrong here. The IRS has it right here in your face. You think they'll do anything with it? No. Anyway, according to the investigation, the money came from sales of Rachel Dolezal's autobiography, as well as the sale of her art, soaps, and handmade dolls. God bless America. Authorities say Dolezal allegedly received the $8,700 in food stamp assistance and $100 in child care assistance from August 15th through November 2007. She did report a change of circumstance to the state agency, saying that she did a one-time job in October 2017 worth $20,000. DSHS report says that Dolezal told investigators in April that she had fully disclosed her information, declined to answer any further questions. Sure, when you're caught, just shut up. She's also charged with perjury for making false verification for public assistance. Wait a minute. She made false verification. So she lied, then she doctored up paperwork to get public assistance. Dolezal resigned as the head of the Spokane NAACP chapter in June 2015. After her parents went public with the reality that she's not black. And you know what? Apparently, for the first time in history, Al Sharpton was so excited that a white person would want to be black, that he didn't give her a hard time. He thought it was kind of cool. Can you imagine? All right, last year, Dolezal still described herself as a black person. Now, she knows she's biologically Caucasian, but she still knows that she's black. Right. We used to get help for people like that. Now we commend them. We give them trophies. We hold them in high esteem. You know, we give a pole sliding hooker the key to the city. People didn't seem to be able to consider that maybe both were true, she said. I was born to white parents, but maybe I'm truly black inside. In addition to her autobiography, Dolezal was the subject of a Netflix documentary, The Racial Divide, that premiered at New York's Tribeca Film Festival last month. And you know what? I talk about this because it's so weird. It's so freaky. But I seriously would consider getting her help. I would find a way to get a psychiatrist to her to sneak one there so that they can talk. You know? I don't know what you heard of late, but Anthony Bourdain's mom says that her mom would never commit suicide. Never. She's looking to have it investigated, apparently. It's the first time she speaks out. She says she disagrees with the authorities over the cause of Anthony's death. Right? Since his passing, news has emerged that Anthony had warned friends and family that Hillary Clinton operatives were threatening to kill him. Now, this is really tough for me. Because under normal circumstances, I'd say, look, this proves he's a little off. Sure, Hillary's chasing him around. Who's he? And why would they want him dead? But, you know, we've done stories over the years of these mysterious killings that have happened around the Clintons. What does he know? What did he know? Speaking of the New York Times, Gladys Bourdain said that he's absolutely the last person in the world that would ever dreamed would do something like this. He had everything, his mother said. Success beyond his wildest dreams. Money beyond his wildest dreams. Bourdain's death followed that of Kate Spade, a fashion designer, who also died in an apparent suicide. Is that what we're going to do with everything now? If they even had dinner in the same restaurant as the Clintons. Now, I was sticking up for the Clintons. Don't get me wrong. But if they even have dinner in the same restaurant as the Clintons, does that mean they might have had something to do with it? What do you think? NewYorkTimes.com is saying that his mother, who was a longtime editor at the New York Times, said that she had no indication that Bourdain might have been thinking of suicide. He's absolutely the last person in the world I would have thought would do something like this. Anthony was a dear friend, said Eric Ripper, the celebrity chef, a restaurateur, who appeared with Mr. Bourdain on numerous episodes of his shows. Also traveled with him plenty of times. He was with him at the time of his death. He was an exceptional human being, so inspiring and generous. But this is the same guy that would be depressed the whole day if he had a bad hamburger, right? We read this over and over and over again. Mrs. Bourdain said that Mr. Rippert had told her that Tony had been in a dark mood those few days, but that she had no idea what might why he might have decided to kill himself. She said he had everything. Mr. Bourdain spent more than two decades in a professional kitchen's first shucking oysters and washing dishes in the Cape Cod I can see that. Right? Seafood shack. Later cooking in a high-end Manhattan kitchen. Before accepting a friend's offer to fly him to Mexico, but only if he agreed to write a novel. About what? Cooking? I mean, cool. But cooking? Just saying. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time you're spending, just being with us. Seriously, just being with us. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more happening.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hey, but after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No, 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 no.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5569. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. You wouldn't be on my ear, would you? On the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. And I mean that sincerely. Because, it's, you know, this is no fun without you. You know what I mean? I love, you know what? If you guys ever want to find out, like, the craziest story, the craziest stories, just go over to Campus Reform. Go to campusreform.org. You're gonna go, there's no way. That can't be true. But you see, as the days and the years, I've been on their website for years. I've been stealing stories from them stealing with their permission, I guess, for years. And just when you just think that, okay, seems like things are getting better on college campuses, things like go, no, 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 no. They're not getting better. They're really not getting worse either, but they're sure as heck not getting better. Professor warns of theocratization of the Constitution by conservatives. Yes, it's all our fault that the majority of our founding fathers were Christians or God believers, right? Now, you're not going to be surprised at the university, a Columbia University professor recently claimed that the conservatives' belief in a natural law is leading to a radical theocratization of the Constitution. The professor of law, gender, and sexuality studies, Catherine Frank, who also serves as the director of the Center for Gender and Sexuality Law at Columbia, voiced her criticism of the conservative approach to the constitutional law during a June 4th interview. When asked what was at stake in this tension between religious liberty and the LGBTQ equality, the academic referred to the recent Supreme Court case, Masterpiece Cake Shop versus the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. They were asserting that some people view religious liberty rights as more fundamental than any other rights and thus should occupy the top tier of the constitutional protection. It should! Matter of fact, if this professor would do any of her homework at all, I think what she would do is she'd probably have a coronary when she read where our founding fathers wanted us to be, what they believed in, and how. And if you don't have religious liberty, what liberty do you have? If you don't have a liberty to worship and pray to the God that you want to pray to, what liberties do you have? Because, if you're telling me that the LGBTQ, being gay, lesbian, transgender, I don't, there's too many of them to call out, is natural, right? And you're right, then what's the difference? Just live your life. We're not stopping you. We're not stopping you from being gay, lesbian, transgender, questioning, or whatever the other letters are. We just don't want to pay for it. Seriously. You want to live your life with a same-sex marriage, another man, another woman, whatever. That's fine, but why does it have to be brought in everything? I'm being criticized by a group because they say I made fun of a football player and a basketball player for being gay, and the part that they leave out, and they always do, there's nothing new. The part that they always leave out is the fact that I keep saying over and over and over again, I don't come out and go, hi, I'm bisexual, great football player, choose me. I don't do that, right? I mean, it doesn't matter. I could get ludicrous about this or whatever. Nobody cares about your sexual preference during the, when they're choosing, what do they call that? When they're choosing basketball, the draft. It sounds like you're sending them to war, but yeah, I guess you are in some ways. But during a draft, a sports draft, nobody cares what your sexual orientation is. They only care, can you play? Who's been watching this person? How do we know what the stats are? That's what they care about. It's just like when Al Sharpton comes out and says, we don't have enough black people on these boards, these corporations. Right? So corporations apparently hate color. No, corporations love color. They love the color green. Green is their favorite color. And they don't care what color you are. In the traditional disbursement of color, when we say they don't care if your skin is red, yellow, black, white, whatever. Brown. I know, if I leave somebody out, somebody will get mad, right? They only care whether you can produce the green. That's all they care about. Can you call a blind person racist? I mean, seriously. They always say it's about color, right? So if that's the case, if seeing color is what makes you change your mind towards a person, can a blind person be racist? See, this is how stupid this is. When asked what was at stake in the tension between the religious liberty groups and the LGBTQ groups, the Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights came into play. Now, see, they say it's a short hop from there for religious people to now not serving black people. I mean, they're just disingenuous at every corner. They really are. Because as a Christian, my Bible doesn't call me to hate on, well, same-sex couples. Doesn't tell me to hate on biracial couples. Doesn't tell me to keep black people out of the circle. Doesn't tell me any of that. I keep trying to tell you guys, it's not a matter of serving somebody or allowing somebody to eat your food or whatever. It's the celebration. When it moves into the celebration, whether you want to hear this or not, which is really what turns off a lot of people, I think it's hilarious. We can't even talk about this stuff. To a Christian, a real Christian who follows Scripture, who follows the teachings, the true teachings of Christ, two men can't marry and not be committing sin according to the Bible. The same thing with two women. The same thing with the... Yeah, still might be too early. Bestiality. You can explain that to the kids later. Those are all sins against the Creator, right? That's the Bible says. It's not Joe's word, it's God's word. So you can't ask somebody to partake or to celebrate something that you're doing that they consider sin, even if you don't. That doesn't mean they shouldn't do it. I mean, it doesn't mean that they hate you. And you don't have a right to prosecute them. I mean, you have a legal right, but do you really have a moral right? Especially with there's four other bakers within two blocks. See, it just gets worse and worse and worse, that's all. The rights of the LGBTQ people, women, people of color, and others, and their views should yield when in conflict with religious liberty, she continued, adding that this approach to the constitutional law derives from something we call natural law. See, what they don't really get is the reason we have a constitution, the reason we have a war, the reason this country came about. The main reason, and one of the main reasons, is so that men and women could practice their faith. Wouldn't be afraid to believe what they wanted to believe. That the king wasn't going to kill them over here for doing that. Think about it. When the pilgrims came here, they came here to get away from religious persecution. Not to build a strong country where you could drop right back into it. Our founding fathers, look at, even if you don't believe they were Christians, they were almost all godly men. For all intents and purposes, the least godly being Franklin Roosevelt. Well, take that for what it's worth. Ben Franklin. The rights of the LGBTQ people, women, people of color, and others, and their view should yield. No, it's not a yielding thing. And I don't care if you're a white, stuffy, old heterosexual couple. You don't have a right, as I've read about and seen before, to ask me to stop praying at a booth at a restaurant because it offends you. Look the other way. Remember, all you got guys like to throw the establishment clause out there. Remember that the freedom of speech and freedom of religion? You can't establish laws that stop, stifle, hinder, whatever you want to call it, the practice of religion. How do you justify the two? The court that made the original decision for prayer and that kind of thing, they were very much left-leaning conservative haters. And what if you brought that in front of the court today? Where would it go? See, it shouldn't. If it's constitutional, if it's truly weighed against the Constitution, it should be very hard for you to resubmit on these things. Ideological conservatives have been committed for generations to the idea that government cannot, indeed may not, tell business owners who they can serve and how. Frank claims that they are using religion-based resistance, same-sex marriage, in order to weaken the larger national commitment to enforcing non-discrimination laws. Well, what is discrimination, really? I won't do something for you because of a lifestyle for color? Well, in this case, that's not it at all. They can't celebrate your same-sex wedding because your Bible precludes it. And you have other places to go.